You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This podcast is sponsored by TourTips.com, the online golf betting resource. TourTips subscriptions for 2021 have been reduced by up to 50%, and their email service is now a free subscription. For all the best in-depth stats and information, visit tour-tips.com, the online golf betting resource.
Welcome to the home of the best golf betting tips. All the best bets for the upcoming tournaments, all from experts and all in one place. From the home of the Bet Bites podcast, this is Bet Bites Golf with Dave Tindall and James Butler.
Hello, everybody. Welcome along. It's the Golf Betting Podcast. I'm sorry, we're late. We're a day late because myself and Dave Tindall were a little bit busy yesterday in various matters. So we've come back after round one of the Olympics golf to basically do a podcast as if the first round didn't exist, but it did exist. And we're kind of trying to pretend this is our weekly podcast. But anyway, we're here for the Olympics gold medal contest on the golf course, and after round one, Sepp Straka leading the way on 8 under par. Dave Tindall, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. I'm very much into Olympics mode, as you are, I believe. Yeah, we were busy, but there was also a method in the madness, because we didn't really know what the course was going to be like. We didn't really know how players would take to it. So doing it after round one sort of makes sense as well.
I was saying to you before we pressed record today, I love my golf, as you know, but I kind of, the Olympics leaves me cold a little bit on the golf course, because I always think of the Olympics as being the amateurs, the shooters, the rowers, the gymnasts, all the rest of it, who are not necessarily pro athletes, who are giving it their best shot. Yes, I know there's the 100 meter runners and stuff that earn millions as they go around the circuit. So there is a weakness to my argument, but Rory McIlroy is not short of a few quid. It doesn't seem to me to be an Olympic sport. I don't know how your take on it is.
No, well, I mean, it's not 1904 anymore, is it? So it's a bit churlish to think these are good old jolly amateurs.
You're calling me archaic, are you?
Yes, basically, yeah. I don't know if you've watched any of the documentaries on the iPlayer about Britain turning itself into a kind of an Olympic afterthought, winning one medal, one gold in 96 to the huge success we have now. So obviously that's come with lots of lottery funding, lots of professional attitudes. So I don't think golf is too out of whack with all that, to be honest. What I quite like about golf is I don't want to sort of sound down on Adam Peaty, because he was brilliant and that was fantastic, but you kind of knew Adam Peaty was going to win that 100 yeah. meter breaststroke, didn't you? Because he's not been beaten for 7 years, and he holds what, some of the 10 best times ever recorded. Whereas in the golf, you genuinely don't know who's going to win this week. You can't be backing some ludicrous outsider in the swimming to win. It just won't happen. Whereas I quite like the golf. It's just four rounds over a new course that no one knows. So it has a nice air of unpredictability about it.
Okay. I mean, I don't know what price Eric Thiel started off in the swimming pool, but I would probably guess nobody took the bookies up on backing Eric Thiel. forget my misgivings, because this is a betting podcast anyway. And while there's prices there, and while there is a theory and method in your madness, we might as well have a look at the prices. I'll just go through the top end of the leaderboard all the way through to the top six or whatever. Sepp Straka is leading the way at 800, as I say. Jazz, going to take a run up for this one, as if I'm doing the floor exercises in the gymnastics. Janetta Wanandund. I've heard commentators try his name, and they always just call him Jazz.
Yeah, he likes to be known just as Jazz, so you're perfectly within your rights to just call him Jazz.
Well, Jazz, I apologise. 7 under. Thomas Peters, he's there at 6 under. You've got Carlos Ortiz in there at 6s as well. Joachim Hansen is there at 5 under. And then you've got Johnny Vegas in there at 5 under as well. And Juvik Pagansson is there at 5s as well. Top end of the market, Dave, before I let you speak again. Xander Schauffele is as good as 11-1. You've got Colin Morikawa, my mate, Open champion, 12-1. You've got Paul Casey in there at 12s as well. Victor Hovland is in there at 12s. And Carlos Ortiz is in there at 14s. The rest are obviously bigger. There is a gaggle. It's quite an interesting leaderboard this day, because the big names aren't really sort of at the top end of the leaderboard after round one. You go down to sort of like 3 under, 2 under, and then you start to get the names of Morikawa, Matsuyama, who there's a lot of pressure on him this week, isn't there? They're kind of waiting in the wings. Rory McIlroy there at 2 under as well.
Yeah, I was just going to jump in about 10 minutes ago and say, let's say well done on Johnny Vegas for last week.
Indeed.
Because he landed 2 of our bets, didn't he?
You are quite right, because I should have started with that today, because you've been very successful this year, and last week was no exception.
Well, yeah, Johnny Vegas, we put him up as, we had 3 bets, didn't we, these post-major specialists. Johnny Vegas was joint leader after round one at something like 66-1. I saw a few bet slips saying, oh, cheers, thanks for that. I was on, well done to you guys. And he got, what was it, 3rd place in the end? So he got a full place as well at the finish. So, yeah, he'd done well, Johnny Vegas.
And Ches Reavy was not far away, was he either?
Yeah, it looked like he was going to challenge heavily for the win, but it just fell back on the last day. But a good profitable event for us. And Vegas, obviously, as you say, back in action this week, doing well again, 66. There's a bit of a problem for bettors this week in that you don't really know who did what well, because there's no stats available.
But obviously, we know the names of the guys that are there, and we know what they're capable of. I mean, I must admit, after watching the Open Championship, Colin Morikawa was making a big thing. He might bring a week off, and then it's the Olympics, and glint in his eye for that as well. He's a few people are up for it, aren't they?
Yeah, well, that's kind of the key to this. Colin Morikawa, by the way, is half Japanese, so he's got incentive to do well. But even though I've not found the stats, I don't know, you probably didn't watch it. I mean, you're like me, it sounds, you've been watching loads of stuff. I tried to stay and watch some of the golf last night, but then the BBC went to the badminton. It was all well and good, but I wanted to watch the golf. You can watch it on Discovery Plus as well, by the way.
Found myself watching clay pigeon shooting this morning.
Yeah, that guy, our guy, got 3rd, didn't he?
It's amazing what you watch when there's an Olympic gold medal on it and there's a Brit involved, or whichever country you're listening in, whether one of your nations there, and they're kind of trying their hardest and they're on the verge of a medal, even if it's bronze. It's something special, isn't there, about the Olympics?
Oh, yeah. It always used to be Malcolm Cooper, didn't it? Getting shooting bronze, gold on like day 2 of the Olympics. But
anyway, enough of our Olympic nostalgia.
Can't we make this
waffle?
An Olympics podcast? Ainsley, where's he this year? Oh.
Mo Farah sat at home with his legs crossed. Where are we going in the betting? Where are you going to take me?
Yeah, so there's no stats. So, but what I have found is a page full of quotes from about half the field.
I'm desperate to sing something today. The heat is on. The time is right. But anyway, carry on.
Yeah, going for cold. There's no Kellys in the field, unfortunately. No Henry Kellys. So the quotes from about 30 players, I've waded through those. Some of them probably, aren't going to win, so I've maybe not done absolutely everyone who's down the bottom. But it seems to be a bit of a split in who is totally thrilled by the experience and others who seem a little bit flat. So, for example, Victor Hovland and Rory McIlroy. Rory shot 2 under, Hovland shot 4 under. So they did quite well, but they kept saying stuff like, well, they just felt normal. And Oh, you sort of want more than that. Have you been aware of the build-up? You've seen Tommy Fleetwood and Paul Casey just absolutely thrilled to be there, hanging around with all these other Olympians. And I don't know if you remember 4 years ago in Rio when it was golf's first reappearance in the Olympics for whatever, 100 years or whatever. And Justin Rose was kind of the giddy little kid getting to sort of play out his Olympic dream that he never thought it would happen. He kind of rode that all the way to win it. So I think a really positive attitude towards the Olympics is going to take you a long way. So even someone like Morikawa sounded a little bit down, I think, in his case, because it's not the Open. He's just had that thrill of the Open. There's no fans here as such. There's a few photographers and stuff. But Morikawa, I think he's feeling maybe a little bit flat by it. From all the ones that I've picked out, there's two that I thought they just sound thrilled, absolutely thrilled by everything. Forget there's no fans, they're just loving it. Paul Casey is one of those. Shot 4 under in round one. Just said everything was great. He loved being an Olympian. And he's definitely got that Justin Rose vibe about him. So even though he's joint favourite at 12-1, I think his position plus his very positive attitude is going to make him a bet. 12-1, a fifth, five places.
Also been in very good form, hasn't he, of late?
Yes. Yeah, he's played really well. It's almost like he deserves it as well. He's played well in lots of big events, Paul Casey, and he just sounds thrilled by it. Obviously, Justin Rose maybe helped spread that idea, and having seen their fellow Englishman and their fellow GB teammate win it, I think it's almost an extra buzz for Casey and Fleetwood, who's a bit further back, to try and keep gold in GB hands. And Casey, as I say, he's got the perfect attitude. He's playing well, as you've said. Shot a nice first round 4 under. Going to play him at 12-1 each way. I think it's worth just following that. The other one who sounded really positive was Christian Buzwedenhout, the South African.
You like him, don't you? You like him.
Yeah, mentioned him quite a few times on this. They seem to put the same question to them, or what was it like? And a lot of them, well, it just felt like normal. But he just felt all the extra stuff around it about how proud he was and everything. Now, he is only one shot further back. He's on a 3 under after round one, which is decent enough. That puts him in tied 12th. Christian Buzwedenhout, he's 33-1. He said he particularly liked how immaculate it was. The greens were superb. He was just raving about everything, the course, the experience. So two very good players there, Casey and Buzwedenhout, to have batting for us after round one, I think is the way to go.
I like your process there of going with the excitement factor. I'd like to think if I was in the Olympics, I would be in the Olympic Village looking around at who else was walking around there, trying to take in a few of the other events. I know it's not quite the same this time around because of COVID, but you'd want to have that buzz, wouldn't you? The Olympic buzz.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. If you've not got it, you're thinking, I don't know, what's the matter with you, really? I know it's a bit of a tricky one this year with all the COVID stuff, but someone like Buzwedenhout, who is just, well, he says, I think most of us just treat it as a fifth major, basically. Well, I don't think most of them do, but he obviously does. He says everyone wants to win a medal, just like the majors. Everyone wants to win the trophy. It's the same vibe and everything. Everything's so competitive and everything, which is a good thing. So, yeah, loving it. But you just don't get that sense of childlike kind of glee with some of the others. They sound a bit sort of worn by it. It's just another event. Well, no, let's ride the excitement. We're loving it, James, the Olympics, and anyone else who is deserves our cash.
Exactly. And the Olympics should never be seen as just another event because they're going for gold. Always believe in your soul, Dave Tindall. Always. So we're going to go with Paul Casey, 12-1 each way. Christian Buzwedenhout, he's 33-1 each way.
But very quickly, I think most of the bookies are doing a fifth, five places. There might be one or two that are quarter, the top four. So just be a little bit careful when you're putting your bets on. My advice is to go with the five places.
Dave Tindall, enjoy the Olympics. Enjoy the rest of the golf. And I'll see you again next week.
Yeah, thanks, James. Yeah, enjoy it.
Indeed, enjoy it. Again, gamble responsibly, of course. Enjoy the Olympics. We'll see you again next time.
Bet Bites Golf is a sports betting media production. Our multi-sport Bet Bites podcast is released every Friday. Please gamble responsibly. Visit begambleaware.org for all the information.
Podcast Network.